1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1. There was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Becheroth, the son of Aphiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. Verse 2. And he had a choice and handsome son whose name was Saul. There was not a more handsome person than he among the children of Israel. From his shoulders upward, he was taller than any of the people. Verse 3. Now the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to his son Saul, "Please take one of the servants with you, and arise and go look for the donkeys." Verse 4. So he passed through the mountains of Ephraim, through the land of Shalisha, but they did not find them. Then they passed through the land of Shalim, and they were not there. Then he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they did not find them. Verse 5. When they had come to the land of Ziph, Saul said to his servant who was with him, "Come, let us return, lest my father cease caring about the donkeys and become worried about us." Verse 6. And he said to him, "Look now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he says surely comes to pass. So let's go there. Perhaps he can show us the way that we should go." Verse 7. Then Saul said to his servant, "But look, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread in our vessels is all gone, and there is no present to bring the man of God. What do we have?" Verse 8. And the servant answered Saul again and said, "Look, I have here at hand 1/4 of a shekel of silver. I will give that to the man of God to tell us our way." Verse 9. Formerly in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, he spoke thus, "Come, let us go to the seer." For he who is now called a prophet was formerly called a seer. Verse 10. Then Saul said to his servant, "Well said, come, let us go." So they went to the city where the man of God was. Verse 11. As they went up the hill to the city, they met some young women going out to draw water, and said to them, "Is the seer here?" Verse 12. And they answered them and said, "Yes, there he is, just ahead of you. Hurry now, for today he came to this city, because there is a sacrifice of the people today on the high place." Verse 13. As soon as you come into the city, you will surely find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice. Afterward, those who are invited will eat. Now, therefore, go up, for about this time you will find him. Verse 14. So they went up to the city. As they were coming into the city, there was Samuel coming out toward them on his way up to the high place. Verse 15. Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear the day before Saul came, saying, verse 16, "Tomorrow about this time I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him commander over my people Israel, that he may save my people from the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry has come to me." Verse 17. So when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, "There he is, the man of whom I spoke to you. This one shall reign over my people." Verse 18. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, "Please tell me, where is the seer's house?" Verse 19. Samuel answered Saul and said, "I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, where you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let you go and tell you all that is in your heart." Verse 20. "But as for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, do not be anxious about them, for they have been found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on you and on your father's house? Verse 21. And Saul answered and said, Am I not a Benjamite, of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then do you speak like this to me? Verse 22. Now Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the hall and had them sit in the place of honor. Among those who were invited, there were about 30 persons. Verse 23. And Samuel said to the cook, Bring the portion which I gave you, of which I said to you, set it apart. Verse 24. So the cook took up the thigh with its upper part and set it